Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So as I mentioned at the beginning, today we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. This is part of what we call the Paschal Mystery. This is Jesus's suffering, death, resurrection from the dead, and ascension into glory. This is the key components to his redeeming us, to his saving us. So let's imagine for a moment that somebody gives you a gift, an unexpected little bonus, all right? You get a little money. I don't know how much. How much is a weighty sum to you? An amount of money that makes a little difference, okay? Maybe $200 or $300, okay? Something like that. Maybe for some people that's nothing. For the little kids, it's like, wow, you know? But it's a little money. And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to save it, or are you going to blow it? Are you going to waste it on an exercise bike that you're never going to ride, right? Is that what you're going to do? Or maybe you'll save it. But what are you going to save it for? Ever think about that? When you save money, you're saving it for something. You're not just saving it to count it, right? You're thinking about retirement, or you're thinking about a new paint job for the church, or you're thinking about something that you want to spend that money on someday in the future. You all have been given something much, much more valuable than $200 or $300. You have been given an immortal soul, a priceless gift. Something which is value cannot even be estimated. An immortal soul. Now you think about this. This immortal soul has been given to you, but we live in a broken world. We live, if you will, in a wasted world. A world where life and death and disease is all around us. But Jesus comes into this world to save us, right? So just like that money, you think about, maybe I'll save it. I won't waste it. I'll save it. And it's not that you were just saved. You were saved for something. See, there's a purpose to your salvation. So what is it that you were saved for? Well, it's what we celebrate today in this Mass. We were saved for our ascension into heaven, to go up to heaven, to live our lives in eternity with Almighty God. So, yes, you've been saved. This is a common question I know, and I've asked you all this question before. Have you been saved? You know, you want to start an argument? Ask that question. How are you saved? How do you keep being saved? What's going on there? Well, the easy answer is yes, we've been saved. We were saved by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, how we live that salvation. But we weren't just saved from going to hell. We were saved for a destiny. We were saved for eternal life in heaven, to share our lives with God. Some of you all are familiar with this prayer. I went to Fatima in Portugal earlier this year. Actually, late last year, I went to Fatima in Portugal. And there in Fatima, the Blessed Mother Mary appeared to some shepherd children, and she gave them a message for the world. And the message for the world was, pray and do penance for salvation of sinners. Pray and do penance for the salvation of souls. And she said, and pray this prayer. Oh, my Jesus, save us from the fires of hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Y'all familiar with that? Most of you have heard that prayer before. That's called the Fatima prayer. And right there in that prayer, we hear, save us from hell, save us for what? For heaven. So this celebration today, the ascension of the Lord. What does it mean to ascend? To ascend means to succeed, to go upward. In Christian doctrine, the ascension is that Jesus ascended into heaven in the presence of the 11 apostles following his resurrection. And he sits at the right hand of the Father, and there he intercedes for us, for our salvation, that we would follow where he has gone. That's what we celebrate today, the ascension. Now, why did Jesus come to earth? Why did he come? Now, I've asked you all this question. Those of you that are regulars, you should remember, I've asked this question a lot of times. This is my favorite question to ask you, okay? Why did Jesus come? And there's a lot of right answers to this question, okay? So you should have at least one on the tip of your tongue. But my favorite answer to the question, why did Jesus come, is this. Remember, he was on trial in front of Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate says, "So you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." So Jesus came to live and speak the truth. And he goes on to say, "Anyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." So if we're seeking the truth, we're going to hear the voice of Jesus. But the world wants to put out the light of truth. And this is why Jesus was crucified. He knew that if he proclaimed the truth, that his paschal mystery would unfold. And what is the paschal mystery? The paschal mystery is the most complete right answer to why did Jesus come. Jesus came to do the paschal mystery. And the paschal mystery, the word paschal, is from a Hebrew, that is a Jewish word, that means Passover. And it refers especially to the Passover lamb, the lamb that was sacrificed at the Passover. So Jesus is our paschal lamb. He spoke the truth, and he sacrificed his life, and they killed him. And in his death, he takes upon your sins and my sins. He sacrifices himself as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And after he's sacrificed, he's buried in the ground. Then he rises from the dead. And then 40 days later, what happens? He ascends into heaven. And the ascension into heaven is the last leg, if you will, of the paschal mystery. And so Jesus saves us by the paschal mystery. But he doesn't just save us from hell. He saves us, what? For heaven. And you know, not just for heaven someday in the future, that we would start living our lives in Christ today. Today. This very day. How do we celebrate the paschal mystery? In all of the sacraments, but especially in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. A few years ago, Bishop Rohde, some of you all remember Bishop Rohde, he was the bishop here about 7 or 8 years ago in the Diocese of Biloxi. And Bishop Rohde related a story to me about a time that he was Father Rohde. He was just a priest before he became a bishop. And he was celebrating Mass at an all-girls Catholic school. And the girls that were setting up the church for Mass that day came up to him and said, "Father Rohde, is anything special happening at Mass today?" And he thought, he knew what they were asking. "Are we having like any kind of special ceremony? Are you doing any kind of blessing? Are you blessing the rings? Are you blessing are you doing something special at Mass today?" But as he was asked that question, "Is anything special happening at Mass today?" he took a moment to say, "You know, girls, something special is happening at Mass today. The Creator of the universe will become incarnate under the form of bread and wine on the altar for the salvation of the world. And we will remember that he was broken for our sins, and that he rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. That's pretty special, isn't it? And that's what's happening at Mass. And that's what happens at every Mass. We remember the Paschal mystery, the mystery of the Lamb sacrificed for our sins. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God. All of these allusions are to the Paschal mystery. And finally, we get to this point in the Mass where we're saying the Lamb of God. And what am I doing over there at the altar? What I'm doing then is I'm breaking the host. And that host is Jesus Christ present among us. And I break it. And when I break that host, I'm remembering, standing there in the place of Christ, in the person of Christ, I'm remembering that Jesus was broken for our sins. And then that broken host, I take a little piece of it and I drop it into the chalice. Y'all remember this, some of you do. I drop it into the chalice. And as I drop that little piece into the chalice, it is as if I'm remembering that Jesus' body and blood, this is a Hebrew concept of death. In death, the life blood leaves the body. This is when Jesus was hanging on the cross and they stabbed him in the side and the blood flowed out of him. This idea that he's dead, his blood has left him. The body and the blood are separated in death. And now symbolically, I take a little piece of the host and I drop it into the chalice. And the body and the blood come back together. And what do you think that's symbolizing? That he's reanimated, that he's come back to life. And then I hold it up over the chalice, broken, right? But alive. See, Jesus is alive. In the body and blood of Christ, the host that we receive is the living, ascended into heaven body of Christ who comes to dwell in us and strengthen us on our journey as we remember, not just do we remember, we relive the Paschal mystery tonight. And what is the Paschal mystery anyway? It's the incarnation, the suffering, the death, the resurrection, and finally the ascension. And guess what, brothers and sisters? You weren't just saved from hell. You were saved, what? For heaven. You were saved to ascend into heaven. And tonight when I hold the host over the chalice, you remember the ascension. You remember that Christ is glorified in heaven alive today and that he's calling us there to a reality that we cannot ask or imagine greater than our capacity to know. You know, I get excited thinking about these things. You know, you were saved for something great. My last point I want to make tonight, you know, the earth is big, 27,000 miles around, right? The sun is far away, 8 light minutes away, and light travels 186,000 miles a second, right? So a light minute is, this is like 93 million miles or something. It's a long way away, right? And it's nothing. Those numbers are nothing. The physical universe is a tiny reflection of the power and the immensity of God. And you were saved to participate in the glory and the being of God. Not just saved from something, but saved for something. And you were saved to ascend into heaven with Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray, and I mean it, I hope and pray, I desperately pray that you all would live your lives in a state of grace, and when you come to the end, you would be called up and ascend into heaven with Jesus Christ.